The boy who saved a friend from drowning. What would you do if you and your friends got into an emergency and no grown-up is around to help? It's a good idea to think about this and have a plan in case an emergency really happens. About 1,000 years ago, a boy by the name of Sima Guang was playing in the courtyard with his friends. A kid who always liked to play tricks decided to do something to show off. This kid climbed up a tree and scrambled onto the rim of a large water vat under this tree. None of the other kids noticed what he was doing until they heard him call out, "Look at me!" The other kids looked up and saw him balancing himself with his arms out, tiptoeing around the rim of the water vat. Right away, some of the other boys ran over to join the fun. Sima Guang quickly yelled out, "Hold it, that's dangerous! And you up there, come down right now!" But before Sima Guang could get to the water vat, he heard a loud splash and the kid disappeared. The last thing the kid said was, "Yipes!" What followed was just a muffled glub, glub, glub. Well, that stopped all the other kids in their tracks, and they all became very scared. "What do we do now?" one of them said. "We've got to pull him out before he drowns," said another. Some of them stepped on a big rock to reach the rim of the vat, hoping to pull the kid out that way. But the vat was really way too tall, and none of them could even get their fingertips up to the rim. A couple of them climbed up the tree. They could see the kid thrashing around in the water, but they were too scared to step on the rim of the vat to pull their friend out. One kid started to run into the house to get a grown-up to come. But it's hard to know if the kid in the vat could be saved in time. Sima Guang called out, "Calm down, everyone. Let's all come to this side of the vat and topple it to dump the water out." But that vat was so heavy that the kids couldn't get it to budge at all. Then suddenly, Sima Guang slapped his forehead and said, "I've got it." With both arms, he picked up the biggest rock in the yard and with all his might, heaved it at the vat repeatedly. Before the other kids could figure out what Sima Guang was up to, they heard a loud clunk, clack, followed immediately by a swishing sound as the water gushed out of the vat. At that moment, a couple of grown-ups arrived at the scene. With most of the water out of the vat, they were able to gently tip the vat to its side and the kid crawled to safety. You can imagine what the kid's mom and dad said to him when he got home that day. But it wouldn't be just, "How come you're all wet?" Sima Guang was not only super smart, but he could stay calm and act quickly in an emergency. His greatest accomplishment in life was a monumental history book that became a guide to emperors and officials on how to govern a country.